calling the Critter Pros. This is Adam, a certified credit repair specialist. What's up, pleasure speaking with today?
Hey, it's John with AM1. Got a phone number for you. 740-361-8616. Todd Jones, wanted $20,000, no loan options, 550 credit. He doesn't know what his credit is either, so he's happy to take a look. So here he comes. Good luck. Thank
you. Yeah, just one thing. Jones, what, sorry?
Ted Jones.
Ted Jones? Oh, here it is.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones or Miss Jones?
Mister.
Mister? Okay, the other agent didn't tell me. She's like, yeah, it's just Jones. I'm like, okay, it's Mr. Her, it's a he or she. Okay. Hey, hello, Mr. Jones. My name is Adam. That's ADAM. Todd Jones, here it is, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Mr. Jones, my name is Adam. That's ADAM. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Critter Pros, and I understand that you're looking for a loan of $20,000, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay. So, look, for a loan of that amount, you need a credit score of 720. So, may I ask you, do you know what is your credit score?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, do you use credit?
Huh?
Do you use credit?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, no worries. Okay, that could be the problem then. So in order for you to go ahead and, well, have an opportunity for a loan, the score that you need to go ahead and have is a 720s. For a loan of that amount. Anything below 10,000, it's a 640s. So that's the closest one that you can go ahead and get through at the moment. And well, we can go ahead and help you out over here at the Credit Pros to help you build the credit, or help you removing the negative item that could be affecting you. By any chance, do you know if it's one or the other?
I don't think I'm clueful.
Okay. May I go ahead and ask you, are you trying to go ahead and report any type of negative item that you have on the credit report, remove them? Do you want to build your credit? Do you know why you're here with us?
Trying to build my credit up.
Build the credit up. Okay. Build it up. Okay. Well, look, we can help you out with that. Here at the Credit Pros, we are a credit repair and a credit building company, so we can go ahead and do either or the other or both of them, if just in case if you need it or if you want to. So on the building side, we can provide you with positive credit like credit cards, loans, trade lines, installment accounts, positive credit. So we can help you out with that. May I go ahead and ask you, have you worked with another credit repair company in the past?
No.
Never. Okay. All right. What I can go ahead and do for you right now is a free consultation. This free consultation, it has no cost to go ahead and check it out. It's going to go ahead and be totally free. It's, once again, no cost. So we can go ahead and see what's happening in your credit report, then we'll offer you one of our credit repair programs. What does have the cost is our credit repair service. If you're going to start fixing or building your credit, well, right there, it does have a cost. At the moment, this is just free information for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I have here Todd Jones as first and last name, correct?
Yes.
What's going to be your date of birth?
10/13/1985.
Awesome. Once you go ahead and get enrolled, and if you do start fixing your credit here or building your credit here with us, we're going to start disputing negative items or reporting positives. Either or the other, the credit bureaus are going to respond to your mailing address. What will be your student address and your zip code?
307 Lauderette Street. That's LATOURETTE Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302.
Okay. Let me go ahead and look it up to see if it's a correct one. In the meantime, the best number to reach out is this one that we are using.
Yes.
Perfect. The email that we have over here is jeepman38, 2022 at gmail.com, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And in order for us to go ahead and pull the Equifax report, I'm going to go ahead and ask for your social. Can you provide it to me?
275-84-3722.
All right. 275-84-3722, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, let me go ahead and see if everything is correct. If it is, I'm going to ask you five security questions. Those five security questions are questions that only you know. They're very easy questions for you, and they have the option of none of the above or does not apply. Oh, it's loading everything. All right, here they are. First question would be, were you paying for a vehicle in February of 2022?
No, that vehicle's paid off.
Okay, but you were paying it.
My ex-girlfriend was.
Okay, do you remember how much was she paying monthly?
240 dollars, I think.
All
It
right.
was a Jeep.
Okay, perfect. All right, and have you ever owned a Nissan, a Eagle, a Volvo, or a Chevrolet?
No.
Never owned or leased one of those?
Nope.
Okay. Not even in the past, really in the past?
Nope.
All right, perfect. Next question is, which of the following is a license plate that is associated to one of your vehicles? So this is a license plate that you have. So if you don't recognize it, it's okay, but if you do, tell me if one of these rings your ear. I have an option for GLV 6070. No, maybe.
Nope, because
All
the
right.
G's don't got no tags on it.
Okay, but this is one for one that you do, oh, sorry, that you do have.
No, none of the tags you got on there goes to that Jeep, because the Jeep's been sitting at my house for almost like 3 or 4 years, because I was fixing it up in there and I didn't get any tags. I didn't put no tags on it yet.
Okay, but do you have any other vehicles?
Nope.
Okay, none of the above. Have you ever worked or you're currently working in Carpet Mart, in Raytheon, Eatco Construction, or ADECCO?
No, none of those.
Okay. Let's go ahead and see the next question to see if everything is correct. Okay. It's telling us that you had one incorrect answer. It's not telling us which one, but it's giving us one more opportunity. The next question is, do you pay a mortgage or have you ever paid a mortgage?
No,
All right. What is
I'm
the
not
county
owning
for?
the
Okay. What is the
house.
county for the address that you provided?
Marion County.
Perfect. And have you ever lived in one of the following streets? Have you ever lived in Gateway, Airport,
Nope.
Hedwig?
Nope.
Booney, Boone.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Don't live on those streets.
But have you ever lived in one of those?
No, I haven't. I've been married for almost the rest of my life.
All right. So just to go ahead and confirm, you've never lived in Gateway, you never lived in Airport, you've never lived in Hedwig or Boone.
Oh, Boom Avenue?
Yes.
That one, yes. It's
All right,
been
perfect.
years.
All right. The next question is, have you ever had a vehicle with a model year of a 1994, 95, 96, or a 97 vehicle?
No.
Okay, in the past, you've never had one of those model years?
I think it was a 94 Chevy. I think it was a Chevy S10, but I got rid of that vehicle a long time ago.
Okay, so that could be the correct one, but what year was it? What was the model year of that vehicle?
Try 94.
94. Okay. Let's go ahead and see if everything is correct. If it is, it's going to let us pass through. And if it's not, it's going to give us the last opportunity. And it's loading everything. That's good news. Let me go ahead and quickly tell you that the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. We are going to be doing all the work for you, sending it out targeted dispute letters, challenging the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, and outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts on your credit report. All right. Okay. Here it is, Mr. Jones. The credit score that you have today of today, it's a 643. 643. So you're in the fair range. Actually, you're in the magic score. Now, what's happening on your credit report? You have some negative items affecting your credit report. What negative items? Let's go ahead and take a look. Look, you have, first of all, one attempt of getting something on credit. That's one negative item. You have three reports for late payments on 60 to 90 days, and three negative items in collections. These three negative items in collection have a balance of $2,073. Do you recognize these collections?
What they are?
Okay. Let me go ahead and see. It's Radius Global Solutions, Ability Recovery, and USCB Corporation.
I don't even heard of that.
Do you recognize any of those?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you think they're medical bills? Have you been in the hospital?
My insurance puts pay for all my hospital bills.
Okay, so I think they're not because one of them is called Ability Recovery Service. So it could be from a medical bill. That's what I'm thinking. What into? Yes. All right. I think they're not paying for that, and that's affecting your credit report at the moment. So, well, we can go ahead and help you out over here at the credit process. Gather those negative items that are affecting you. Start disputing them to take them off of the credit report. And by sending the dispute letters, it's going to go ahead and start today. By, I believe, Monday, they're already going to be sent it. And it's going to take 30 to 45 days for the first respond of the credit bureaus. 30 to 45 days for that first respond. Now, that's for the credit repair service. But you also have a 50% on late payments, leaving you the 50% on time. Is there something that you're paying on time right now?
Yeah, my phone bill.
Okay, with payments history or phone bill, we can go ahead and use it to report an on-time payment percentage to go ahead and fix this 50% to 100%, letting the next person that runs your credit that you're 100% sure that you're going to pay them back. So that is the first thing. Instead of having a 50, having a 100%. And once they check out the negative items, as we are disputing them to take them off of the credit report, they're not going to be there anymore. Of course, once they are removed, well, they're not going to be there. We are going to be using the FCRA law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, to remove them off of the credit report because these negative items are not supposed to be here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then. With this federal law, we can help you out. Now, so far, any questions regarding what we're going to do to go ahead and help you build your credit?
To get my credit out better than it was.
Oh, okay, but the question is if you have any, the question was if you had any other questions. That's what we're going to be doing with. Do
No.
you have any? Oh, okay, perfect. All right. Well, look, that's to help you build the credit score that you have and give you a better opportunity for the loan that you're looking for. But here at the Credit Pros, we also have a tool for loans. Just in case if you want to go ahead and use it, it's called Loan Wizard. Loan Wizard is one of the best tools that you can go ahead and find, and it works like this. Loan Wizard is going to go ahead and ask you, what is the credit score that you have? 643. How much are you looking for? 20,000. So, once you go ahead and put those two things, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan. It's the loan companies looking for you. So they're going to start sending you all the different type of loan offers that you have available. Now, while waiting for those offers, you're going to go ahead and click on them to go ahead and see how they are. How much is the interest rate? How much is the offer that you have? Let's say if you have something for 18, 15, 13, and if you like it, you click on it one more time, and it connects you to that loan company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. Now, this tool gets activated just because you're working on your credit. If you don't work on your credit, well, you're not going to have access to it. You need to start fixing your credit. Okay?
All right.
All right, so this is part of the credit repair process to help you out for the goal that you have. By the way, I didn't even ask, why are you trying to go ahead and get that $20,000 loan?
I'm trying to get my mom's car fixed because my mom's having surgery on her hands and stuff, and she can't get a loan for anything because she's on disability and everything else.
Okay.
And I'm helping her out to get her car done for her
Oh, what a nice person.
and help my sister out on getting her fix her van too. Fix two vehicles for both my sister and my mom.
Okay, got it. All right, so that's good to hear. So you're doing a good thing right there. All right. Well, look, if you want, you can go ahead and use Loan Wizard the day of today. You can use it since day one. If you have an urgency, if you need to go ahead and have that loan as soon as possible and you want to use it the day of today, you can. It's available as soon as you do the start the credit repair service, right? But if you want to wait until you have a
Yes.
better credit score so you can have a lower interest rate for that, it's okay as well. But you have those two options. If you have an urgency, you can use it since day one. And if you can wait, well, you can go ahead and wait. Well, pricings. Before we jump into pricings, I want to give you the two guarantees, which is that once we remove any negative item that's affecting you, it's never coming back. So this is for a lifetime. If it's off, it's off forever, and it's never coming back. And the second guarantee is a money back
All
guarantee. If there's nothing deleted in the next 90 days, day 91, you can request all your money back. As easy and as simple as that.
Okay.
All right, then. Pricings. How much does the program cost? Before we jump into pricings, any questions?
Nope.
All right. The program that you're fitting into is called the Prosperity Program. The Prosperity Program has two offers activated for you the day of today. The first one is from us, the Credit Pros, and the other one is from the loan company that you were speaking with. The original price of this program is $119. $119 for the first month. It's the original price. It's the price that it always is, $119. The offer that you have, the offer A, is if you want to go ahead and get started today with your first month, we can go ahead and help you out getting you started today, and it's only going to be for $99, and it's going to stay at $99. So that is the first option. Instead of $119, you can start with $99. Second option is, if you want to go ahead and get started, but you don't have enough funds for your first month, there's another option where you can go ahead and start with simply $12.95. With $12.95, you start the day of today, and we give you until the day 6th, so you can go ahead and do your first month, the 119. So you have those two options. You can either get started today for $12.95 or $4.99. May I go ahead and ask you, which one would you like, or would you like one of those two?
How long will I get to have to pay for the other bunch?
How much? What, sorry?
If I paid the $12 today, when that stuff started clearing my credit up.
Oh, if you start with the $12.95, you initiate the full program, and it's going to go ahead and give you until the day 6 to do your first month. Remember, it takes 30 to 45 days for the first respond of the credit bureaus.
Because I don't get paid every 2 weeks.
When do you get paid?
The 10th of next month.
All right, let me go ahead and see if I can move it for the day 10th. Yeah, totally. It's available. So we can go ahead and move it for the day 10th then. So it's going to be $12.95 the day of today, and the next payment will be on the day 10th of May. Does that sound good for you?
Yeah, how much is the payment going to be?
The first month is the 119, the one that I mentioned, the original price.
Does I have to pay that every month or just one time only?
It's month to month, but it's depending on you how much time you want to go ahead and stay with the program. So if you feel satisfied with the score that you have in the first month, or as soon as you go ahead and get your loan, or as soon as you reach out to 720s or the 800s, you make the final decision. We recommend all our clients to stay 6 months, but it's our recommendation. If you want to do it for 1, 2, 3, it's totally up to you. And, well, you make the final decision.
If I get all that stuff put off, it takes everything off my tank, takes everything off too.
All the negative items that you would like us to go ahead and dispute. At the moment, you have, let me go to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 7 negative items affecting your credit report from this credit report. But we're also going to check out TransUnion and Experian, so you can have 7, 7, and 7.
Then if I take those off, then my credit goes up, right?
Exactly. Once those negative items are removed, your credit score heals. It puts you back where you're supposed to be. Well, the score that you're supposed to have, it's supposed to be a little bit higher. Why? Because you have a credit card, you have it on use, you have a 58% of the utilization. So the problem that you're having is the score that you have is dropped. It's a little bit low because of the negative items. Once they remove, they're going to go ahead and put you back on track. How much? It doesn't tell us an exact number, but it's going to go ahead and heal the credit score that you have.
It'll take all the negative stuff off my bank completely.
Yes, a negative item that you would like us to go ahead and dispute. So what's going to happen next? If you want to go ahead and choose all of them, you can choose all of them. If you want to go ahead and choose half of them, you can choose half of them. You make the decision of how much. It's the same if you want to choose one or the seven. It's up to you. But we are going to be disputing
all
of them.
If I tell you to do all seven of them, that'd be my credit will go back up to original credit.
That's how it's supposed to be, exactly.
Then I don't get no more letters or anything in my mailbox telling me about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Regarding these negative items that you have on the credit report, you're not supposed to be receiving them. Why? Because they're not supposed to be here. Any other questions?
No, that's all.
All right, then. So you can go ahead and get started for simply the $12.95, and on the day 10th, the 119. Or the other offer is if you start today with 99, it's gonna stay 99. May I go ahead and ask you which one would you like, the 12.95 or to stay 99?
The 12.99,
All right.
and for did I split that other payment up? It was like split between every month, like 51 one to 50. I can't talk straight today. 50
No worries.
to in 2 weeks, 50 in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, you can go ahead and do that, but just remember to go ahead and give us a call back. So if the payment is going to go ahead and be on the day 10th, you're going to have the day 9th, 8th, and 7th to go ahead and give us a callback to let us know. You know what, Credit Pros? I want to pay, I don't know, $60 the day of today and the remaining balance of the day 17th or the day 24th. Just let us know so we can go ahead and put that, and we'll put it right there.
I'll give you my cardboard at $12 or something.
All right then. So I'm going to ask for the 16 digits, expiration, and CVV, and that is pretty much it, okay?
42, 17, 83, 60, 43, 00, 00, 6, 4.
Right, let me repeat it back. It's 42, 17, 83, 60, 43, 00, 00, 64. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. Expiration and CVV?
0127.
And CVV, and that is pretty much it.
And you want the last three numbers on the back of the card?
That is pretty much it, yes.
149.
All right. I'm going to read you the credit card disclosure so I can have your authorization. And it says, once the payment is accepted, the $12.95, the second set of fee of the 119 will be charged on what day did we say? The day 10th. The day 9th, 8th, and 7th, I'm going to send you a text message to see how you're doing. You can click, give us a call back right there just in case if you want to do half, more than that, if you want to move the payment, whatever you want to do, just let us know. And your month-to-month fee of the 119 will be starting on each day 10th. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process an until payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the call resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process your payment, any questions?
Nope.
Awesome then. So I'm gonna process the payment, and I'm gonna go ahead and send you a welcome text and a welcome email. Right now, can you go ahead and check out the welcome text and the welcome email if it passes through?
On.
All right. First of all, the payment did go through. Congratulations on joining on the Credit Pros. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for this healthier credit score. So I just sent you the welcome text and the welcome email. Did you receive it?
I got it says, thank you, Todd. Your phone number is
No.
correct.
It's supposed to tell you welcome to the Credit Pros or welcome to TCP.
Didn't get it.
You didn't get it? Okay, no worries. We're gonna resend it to you again. If you don't receive it, we're gonna have a third option. And just to go ahead and confirm, the phone number is gonna go ahead and be the 740-361-8616, correct?
Yes, and I got your email. It says, welcome to TCP.
That's the one. All right, perfect. So can you go ahead and click where it says log in as soon as possible? Okay, what are you seeing now?
It's loading. My phone's taking the sweet time.
Oh, okay, no worries. Now, the next thing that you're going to be seeing is the agreement of service. So it's going to say by this date of blah, blah, blah. You're going to go to read everything if you want. It's everything that we already discussed. Once you're finished, you're going to scroll all the way down, 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 down. Click on the check mark and next step.
Come on. Don't think too hard, phone.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What are you seeing now?
Okay. Getting ready to pass credit report replacement processing. Delete the items.
Oh, you already checked out your personal information and you're in the fifth step, right?
You tell me to put all the way down.
Okay. May I go ahead and ask you, in which step are you?
You said all the way down to the page.
Oh, you're in
Because
the
it says
agreement.
credit score 0, something, I don't know how to spell it, but it says 643.
Oh, you're in the fifth step. All right, give me one second. So we're supposed to take it step by step, right? You're already a couple of steps ahead. But no worries. First of all, did you verify that all the information was correct? Your first, last name, phone number, everything was correct?
I'm going to it now and see if everything's right.
May I go ahead and ask you, did you also click on the agreement of service? It's a circle mark, it's a check mark.
Okay, bill says 19. Okay. I'm on.
All right, in which part are you?
I'm into one for. It's got my phone number. I'm in my profile.
Oh, okay, no worries. No. You're a couple of steps ahead already. So look, go ahead and just pause right there 1 second. We need to take it step by step. We need to verify that everything is correct together. So it appeared that everything is correct on my side because you just verified on your side. But we need to go ahead and verify on the system side. So I'm gonna go ahead and put Ace. Ace is not a person, Ace is just a recording. To be more exact, it's a computer. It's gonna go ahead and verify the information with you. It's a boring computer, it is, but it's extremely important to listen to the entire message for your account to go ahead and get fully set up. Now, I want you to stay in the line, do not disconnect, just hear the entire message, okay?
All right.
Okay, give me 1 second. There it is.